Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do 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 do
intro is that? Talk about pa-pow. What is wrong with you, Don S. McClure? You're listening to All That Jazz now on the Don S. McClure Show on a Wednesday. And the subtitle, I'm in the mood for love. Hello, V. And actually, I'm talking about a movie, 1935, recorded hot track, 1949, recorded super track in jazz, 1952. And I know most of y'all wasn't around doing then. You don't know nothing about that. But you young bucks that's out there, actually, your daddies and your uncles and your cousins, older people, they played this song that's going to be highlighted tonight, which came from a movie starring George Raft. And it was a doozy. There was three singing actresses, Patsy Kelly, Alice Faye, and Frances Langford. And these three ladies were actually superstars in the movie industry. I think Frances lived up until 2005, from 1913. Man, that's a lot of years. So, you know, people be cutting. But we got a great show for you tonight. I'm feeling better. Man, life hit me for a loop. A boop, bop, boop. My nose was broke. My jaw was broke. They cracked my head open. I thought I was a goner. And then I heard a voice. Get up, Rocky. Don. Fight him. Suck him in the jaw. Okay, all right. So, we're going to be talking about that tonight. I'm in the Mood for Love. It was one of seven songs written by Fields and McHugh. Man, so we're going to get into that tonight. But we got some great jazz. It's 7:08. I got to get this board all lit up so we can do it. If you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. And we're going to take you to Japan tonight to talk about Japanese jazz. They call me. You better play the Japanese jazz or you get no more Asian food. Some kind of food. All right. But anyway, Bruce Lee will be looking at me like, Don, we don't talk like that. But we got some great jazz for you tonight, I kid you not. 7:50, we're going to talk about it. We're going to try to knock your socks off, your boots, your hat, your coat, whatever. But listen, we're going to get to this now. I'm tired of fooling around. We're going to start off with When I Think About You by Everett Harp. That boy is bad, and he can play. So let's get to him. And when I come back, we got more great jazz for you. We want you to go to dsmpublications.net and hit the big red on-air button. You'll be on the show. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be on the show. Or just dial it on your phone while you're in the car, 347-633-9376. Everett, take us away with When I Think About You. Oh, man. Could you hear me? I could hear me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show called All That Jazz Now. And the subtitle, I'm in the Mood for Love, which is a movie, Fuji. 1935, 1949, 1952. It was a track on there written by Fields and McHugh that just knocked the world for a loop. The film was starring a man named George Raff, and it had in there three singing divas, Patsy Kelly, Alice Faye, and Frances Langford. And it was a musical comedy. Even George Raff, the gangsters, they did comedies. So you got to think about that. We just played When I Think About You, Everett Harp. Bad man, bad. But tonight, we're going to be talking about that song, and we're going to be cutting it up. So we want you to listen and get ready. Why I sound country today? And get ready like Stevie Wonder. Somebody been checking in my triumph with Troy. Now, what's that got to do with jazz? Okay. All right. Anyway. Oh, and I got to tell you, I saw the movie, The Harder They Fall. Oh, man. I got a review. So I got to talk about that. But let me get to this track called Now or Never. It's from our jazz collection. And man, it's hot. Hot jazz. Make you just burn up. Now, how'd you like that? Wasn't that hot? Man, Don, you bring some hot jazz. How about that? You listen to the Don S. McClure Show. All that jazz now. I'm in the mood for love. L-O-V-E. All that jazz now. The most intriguing jazz love duet. In 1952, they took a song, and they sang the H out of it. So you thought I was going to say something, but I didn't, because I'm okay. But I'm telling you, James Moody, he did the instrumental to the song in Stockholm, October 12th, 1949. And in 1952, King Pleasure, along with a great jazz singer, Derry, D-E-A-R-I-E. She sang the vocal part on the song. And nobody knew in the current day. We all thought it was Sarah Vaughan or Dakota Staten or Ella Fitzgerald or Big Maybelle. We just knew that we knew who it was. And we didn't know. I bet you a dollar. Jazz vocalist. The lady was bad. And she performed with Miles Davis, Jack Siegel, Johnny Mandel, Duncan Lamont, Bob Dora, Dave Fishberg, and Jay Berliner. She was with some bad cats. See, they called them cats back then. Yeah, man. Don, see, you know that stuff, man. Anyway, let me get to some more great news. Oh, man, I'm having a ball. You just don't know how good it feels to be coming out of the darkness into the light. So let me fix my screen and quit fooling around. I don't know why I like to fool around. I wonder why. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track, and we got some Japanese jazz, and it's called Jazztronic is the group. And they don't even keep the same members. They go over here and play. They have some girls with them. They go over here and play. They have some other Japanese cats. And it's a cultural thing, Japanese jazz. We're going to talk about that too. Let's get to this track by Chet Baker. It's called Summertime. And Chet's one of the great performers in jazz. And then when we come back, then we got some more Laura Williams. That girl can cut. The Island is the track. Oh, man. Get that out. Wow. Get Baker. One more time. You know that's the track. Hey, I was talking to a friend of mine today in the arena in Indianapolis. So I said, you got to tune into the show. She said, okay, I'm going to do it. What you going to be playing? Some Lawrence Welk jazz. I said, Lawrence Welk. No, not the Lawrence Welk and the Bubble Man. Listen, man, we got a great show for you tonight. We're going to take a quick break, but we got so much great jazz, we ain't going to fool around tonight. I want to send a shout out to Berwyn, Illinois, Hazelcrest, Illinois, Atlanta, Georgia, into Georgia. It's something about the Georgia, though, I like saying. And in the Georgia, we got to have the jazz for Don S. McClure. Yeah. Whatever you drinking, please stop. Okay, anyway, look. We're going to play this track before we do a break. The Island, from a young lady that's from the Latin origin. Laura Williams, she's performing it with Ivan Lins, De Novo. Thank you. is out. I was drinking some water. And then the water got warm. She talking about take me to the island and just dump me in the water. I said, oh, my God. My peppermint mints, they was melting. I said, oh, woo, let me cut that song off. But tonight's show, all that jazz now, I'm in the mood for love. But that's a title of a movie or a song or something. I'm all screwed up after that song. Woo! I got to take a quick break, drink some more water. When I come back, we got more great jazz for you. We're going to go take you to Japan. For those of you who think you know jazz, we're going to tell you about it. We want you to listen to this because it's going to knock your socks off, stockings, shoes, boots, leggings, whatever you got. It's going to knock them off. I kid you not.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Go into the deep now. You know, as I said, we take you to different places on our show. And we have the pleasure of taking you to something not only symbolic, but has been a part of the Japanese culture. So there's a group called Jazztronic, J-A-Z-Z-T-R-O-N-I-K. And it's a Japanese music group. And they're based in Tokyo. The producer is DJ, producer, pianist, Roto Nozaki. Now, the group does not have, like, fixed members. You know, like Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, they got people they bring in all the time. Jazztronic has released two albums and two EPs since 1998 on the label Flower Records. And in 2001, Jazztronic also released their third album, Inner Flight, on Counterpoint, a UK label, right? Jazztronic has been growing in popularity and has hit sales of over 100 million records. Jazztronic performs to sold out crowds all across the Japanese club scene and has growth in America and Europe and has helped reach popularity in the English club scene. Now, jazz, Japanese jazz, played by Japanese musicians and connected to Japan or the Japanese culture. The term often refers to the history of jazz in Japan, which has the largest proportion of jazz fans in the world, according to some estimates. Now, the attempts at fusing jazz with Japanese culture in the United States are commonly termed as like Asian American jazz. So the group Jazztronic travel all over the place. We're going to give you a taste of what they play. And like I said, they don't keep the same members. They get a young lady, hey, come sing with us. We're a Japanese group, and we're going to play, and Don McClure's going to play us, so we're going to cut it on. So anyway, let me play Jazztronic. The track is called Now or Never, Japanese music group from Japan. Amen. Jazztronic, Japanese jazz artist. We're going to jump to a track before we get to our featured track, which is I'm in the Mood for the L-O-V-E. That's the name of the track, man. See, my producer looking at me like, what you mean you in the mood for love? That's the name of the song. Anyway, let me get to this track. And when I come back, we got more great jazz for you. This is by our featured artist for tonight, Everett Harp, H-A-R-P. I just can't let go. And man, I used to sing that when I was in junior high. He didn't know it, though. I just couldn't let go. So let me play this track, though. And when I come back, we're going to be doing something about I'm in the Mood for Love. All right, that was Everett Harp. I Just Can't Let Go. All right, now I decided I'm going to play the tracks for this great song backwards. I'm going to start with 1952. Then I'm going to go to 1949, which was the biggest instrumental. And they kind of changed the name of the song. And then the 1952 version was just bad because it had a guy named King Pleasure. Now, did you know that his real name was Clarence Beeks? Now, how are you going to be a jazz artist tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Clarence Beeks? His name is King Pleasure. He was born in Tennessee, Oakdale, Tennessee, to be exact. And Bad Cat, I mean, he did some fantastic stuff, right? He did a recording, his first, after signing a contract with Prestige Label. It's considered a jazz classic, but the female jazz vocalist on the track, she's a jazz artist. Her name is, they call her Blossom, but her name is Deary, D-E-A-R-I-E. And this young lady wore glasses, did not look like a jazz artist, but she could cut. And she was a pianist, and she was a great jazz artist. And like I say, she played with some of everybody. She was born 1924, April 28th. And she passed February 7th, 2009. That's a heck of a lot of years. I think that's about 80 years. But anyway, he picked up on the track because it was doing so well. Now, it came from a movie. It came from a movie called I'm in the Mood for Love. It was one of seven songs written by Fields and McHugh in a 1935 film. The film was called Every Night. The film starred George Raff, who was a big-time gangster in the movies, but this time he was a song and dance man. And more significantly, from the point of view of the song, the three singing actresses was Patsy Kelly, Alice Faye did a ton of films, and Frances Langford. We're going to talk about them later. But right now we're going to back it up. We're going to play the King Pleasure 1952 version. Then we're going to go to James Moody, where he goes to Stockholm and he records the 12th of October, 1949. And then the original by Julie London. And she's going to be singing it kind of slow like the movies did it. But let's jump to King Pleasure. And I want you to listen to the young lady because it's the first, one of the first jazz duets between two people in 1952. And the young lady sounds like she's an African-American, but she's not. So she wears glasses. She's just a singing young lady, Caucasian. All right, let's get to it.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your slave. Come and do with me any little thing you want to, anything baby, just let me get next to you. Am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes? Bright as stars that shine up above you in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here and don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why? is wither, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? That would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. Together we'll endure a hurricane. Oh my baby, won't you let me love you and give a relief from this awful misery?
What is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Don't you understand me now, baby? Please.
Maybe there we can find a good place to use a loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without and never knowing what love's about. James Moody, you can come on in, man, and you can blow now if you want to. We're through.
Wow. Now, everybody thought that was an African-American young lady, maybe Sarah, maybe Dakota, maybe possibly Ella. They just could not believe it was Gary. Now, check this out. So James Moody took it to another level. Before that, that was 1952. This is 1949. And Moody is bad. It's the original instrumental version of I'm in the Mood for Love, which later became known as Moody's Mood for Love. James Moody, alto saxophone, Leppy Sonnenwall, trumpet, Thor, Schoenrod, piano, Eugene Ackenberg, bass, Andres Berman, drums, recorded in Stockholm from a man that was bad. So let's get to their version. This is the instrumental. And man, it's hot.
Thank you.
Man. James Moody, King Pleasure, Derry. Let's jump to some Sade. And when I come back, we got some more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure, All That Jazz Now. And that was Sade. And you know she can cut. You know, a lot of the jazz artists, told you before, they're using a lot of singers like they did back in the old days. So later on, we're going to play the track by Sarah Vaughan singing I'm in the Mood for Love. But right now, we're getting ready to jump to a guy that I like a lot, Paul Hardcastle. Dreams, featuring the vocal talent of Helen Rogers. Now our next track, Give It All You Got, Chuck Mangione and my older brother Roland used to love to play Chuck, and he still does. So one day I'm going to go over his house, and I'm going to do my show right from there in, is it Calumet City? I think so. I forget where he lives. Let me play this track, Give It All You Got. It's 8:15 already. Man, we got some tough stuff, so let's get it on.
go. are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back. Oh, man. And if I ever lose this heaven, was they talking about me? I think the song first said, if I ever lose this devil. Oh, okay. I know that was corny. We're going to jump to another track by Chuck Mangione. We already hit you once. We're going to hit you again with a Chuck. Because Chuck is bad, man. Chuck can play. Feel good. I want you to feel good no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're feeling, no matter what's happening in your life. I got to take my own advice and feel good. Chuck Mangione.
Thank you.
Chuck Mangione. Now, you know, some songs, they make it to movies. And the song, I'm in the Mood for Love, oh God, made it to the movies. And Clint Eastwood did a movie called The Mule. And he had the song in there. I mean, everybody loved it. It was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh in 1935. Sarah Vaughan sang it. So we're going to play that version. And it's different from King Pleasure, which was Moody Mood version of I'm in the Mood for Love. So here's Sarah Vaughan singing that same old 1935 song, and she cut up.
Simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for heaven is in your eyes. Bright as the stars we're under. Oh, is it any wonder I'm in the mood for love? Why stop to think of it should rain, we'll let it. But for tonight, forget it. I'm in the mood for love.
was written in 1935, almost 85 years ago. And some of everybody sang that song. It was first released in a romantic comedy written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. I mean, 85 years. Man, I mean, that's longevity. So I don't know, man. I hope my stuff is around 110 years. I mean, that's, and I plan on using that song. You know, when I do my TV series, seriously, I want to have jazz songs in the series. Not a whole lot of doo-wop and R&B and rap. I want to take some of those jazz songs. I've already written my first romantic comedy, and it's called I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, because I was so impressed with romantic comedies. But that's where this came from, a romantic comedy, 1935 film called Every Night at 8, starring George Raft, a gangster in a musical, dancing. Yes, he was. I'm going to turn to a track. It ain't over. It's jazz. It's bad. It Ain't Over. That's the jazz track. Hey, I got to stick Baby Blue Eyes in there from that era in the old days. Did a lot of musicals, sang a lot of jazz. He's in a movie called Man with a Golden Arm, but he was hooked on them drugs. Bad. Hey, I'm going to play this track, and when I come back, we're almost ready to get out of here. And I'm going to get some big sausages for the Atlanta people. All right, let me play this track. Frank Sinatra. This is a song that I sang at my junior high graduation for prom. And I went by this girl's house. Of course, my daddy took me in the car. And I got out with my little tuxedo on. And I sang The Way You Look Tonight. Ooh, I'm going to have daddy say, you bet not. But I sang this song, man. So I'm going to sing it for y'all tonight. Listen up now.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Oh, man. Me and my brother's tuxedos. You wish you had a boyfriend like that at your junior high days. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose. Oh, father said, you better not wrinkle her nose. I say, oh, okay, man. I can't even get a kiss on graduation night. He say, a peck. That's all you get. Hey, I want to say goodnight. I'm going to play my track. Now or Never from the Jazz Collection. Man, it's been a great show. Hey, enjoy life. That's all you got. And yes, I'm going to get me some ice cream right after the show.